World Sports from the BBC with Johnny Bryan. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, host South Africa crash out of the Africa Cup of Nations. Ghana break Cape Verde hearts as they march on to the semi-finals. And Manchester United go 10 points clear at the top of the English Premier League.
Rooney to the edge of the penalty area. Goes to the far post and finds it. Wayne Rooney breaks the deadlock. Manchester United on the break. And it's Wayne Rooney with the goal.
And we start with football, and host South Africa have crashed out of the Africa Cup of Nations in a penalty shootout for the second successive year against Mali. With more, the BBC's Matthew Kenyon.
South Africa threw everything at winning this game, and for much of both normal and extra time it was the hosts who pushed and pressed and played decent football to seek the goal that would take them through. But Mali just about stayed solid. Tekelo Rancho put the home team in front, neatly slotting home in the first half, but he departed injured before half-time, and with him went some of Bafana Bafana's composure. Their defensive skills deserted them completely in the second half when Seydou Keita was allowed free rein to head home an equaliser, and then stalemate. Neither side could find a way through, although Bafana Bafana were utterly exhausted in the trying. So we went to penalties. Diakite saved twice, Letlonolo Majoro went wide, and Mali are through to the last four.
In the day's other quarter-final, Ghana have booked their place in the semi-finals of the Africa Cup of Nations, breaking Cape Verde hearts, who made it through to the quarters for the first time in their history. Two goals from Mukeso saw Ghana safely through to the last four, where they'll play Mali on Wednesday. Let's have more details on Ghana's victory with Seth Bennett.
Defeat was a bitter pill to swallow for Cape Verde, who've delighted and entertained throughout this competition. They've relished the role of the underdog, and against one of the continent's strongest teams, Lucio Antunes' side created plenty of chances. They found themselves behind, though, against the run of play when Asamoah Gyan was knocked over in the area, and second-half substitutes were Kasso Mubarak, converted from the penalty spot. A goal down and the Blue Sharks redoubled their efforts, and they created more terrific opportunities, with Dauda saving well from Platini and then twice from Heldon. With time almost up, Cape Verde threw everything forward, including goalkeeper Vazina, but the Black Stars cleared the danger and Wakaso ran the length of the field before rolling the ball into an empty net. So the fairy tale's over for now for Cape Verde. But they've shown under inspirational coaching from Antunes that they are the real deal. For Ghana, performance doesn't really matter from now on in. It's all about keeping their eye on the prize that will end the country's 31-year wait for a fifth Cup of Nations title.
Now, some reaction from some Ghana fans who are hoping their team can go all the way and win a fifth Africa Cup of Nations title.
Today's match was fantastic, absolutely fine. And in fact, actually, I'm coming from Cape Town to watch the soccer. And I knew Ghana was going to win, no matter what. But it was so superb, so fantastic, and absolutely fine.
We didn't expect to go so far in playoffs, but it's still like, we're still pretty smart, pretty proud of ourselves. And well, we wouldn't have expected anything like this.
Surely this year is our year to take that cup. So we are well to tell the world that they will support Ghana. And we will bring that cup into Ghana also. And also we will surely know that we go to Blaise 2014. Also to go and perform like we perform in South Africa 2010.
To England now, and Wayne Rooney's late winner at Fulham helped Manchester United to a 1-0 victory and extend their Premier League lead to 10 points. With more, the BBC's Mike Sewell.
10 points clear thanks to a 10th goal in 10 games from, fittingly, United's number 10. Robin van Persie may have monopolised the plaudits for much of this season, but Wayne Rooney has dispatched some key goals of late. His double against Southampton in midweek was followed by another decisive strike, which came only 12 minutes from time. On the basis of the first 15 minutes, though, this match looked destined to produce more than Rooney's solitary goal. Between them, they hit the woodwork four times inside the first half hour before a temporary floodlight failure interrupted proceedings. Ultimately, though, nothing was going to overshadow United's efforts to extend their lead, even a spell of sustained pressure by Fulham, which immediately preceded Evra's long ball and Rooney's accomplished finish.
Manchester United boss Sir Alex Ferguson praised his striker and suggested Rooney could have a major impact for the rest of the season.
The thing for Wayne is to keep clear of injuries. He's had two or three injuries this season, unfortunately. He needs to run the games, and when he gets to run the games, he has a big, big role to play.
Newcastle United's latest French striker signings, I should say, Moussa Sissoko, scored twice on his home debut to help the Magpies come from behind to beat Chelsea 3-2 in a thrilling contest in the English Premier League. BBC Sports' Alistair Yeomans reports from St James's Park.
A scintillating match which highlighted the renaissance of Newcastle since the arrival of their French contingent and the maelstrom which continues around Chelsea. Rafa Benitez blamed an incident just before half-time when striker Demba Ba had his nose broken, a clear penalty according to the beleaguered Chelsea manager. But his team looked to have overcome this when Lampard's fine strike cancelled out a Gutierrez header and then Mata's beauty gave them the lead in the second half. But inspired by the tireless Moussa Sissoko, Newcastle fed on Chelsea's nerves and the French international struck twice in the closing stages to send the Geordie fans into raptures.
And after the game, Newcastle manager Alan Pardew praised his new signing.
Well, you bring players to the club. I mean, I remember watching him for Toulouse. This must be 14 months ago or whatever. And I thought, well, he's definitely the one for us if we can get him. And looked at him for a long time and we'd set our sights on him early, which was a good thing. And then we've accelerated it because he was going to come in the summer, hopefully. But we've had to do it now and, my God, he's paying us back handsomely.
In the day's other results, Sean Maloney's 90th-minute goal rescued a draw for relegation-threatened Wigan against fellow struggler Southampton, which finished 2-2. Andy Carroll scored in his first start since November as West Ham defeated Swansea at Upton Park 1-0. Two goals from Malayan Jimmy Kebbe helped Reading beat Sunderland 2-1 as the Royals moved 2 points clear of the relegation zone. Marouan Fellaini scored twice as Everton came from 3-1 down to deny Aston Villa their first league win of 2013 to draw 3-3. Lucas Podolski's deflected free kick earned Arsenal a 1-0 victory and against Stoke City at the Emirates Stadium, and QPR and Norwich held each other to a 0-0 draw. Elsewhere in Europe, Cristiano Ronaldo scored his first own goal of his career to send Real Madrid to a shock 1-0 defeat at Granada in La Primera División on Saturday. The result left the champions 15 points adrift of leaders Barcelona, who can extend their advantage over their rivals to 18 with a win at Valencia on Sunday. In Germany, Bayern Munich maintained its march towards a 23rd Bundesliga title with a 3-0 at Mainz on Saturday. Hoffenheim beat Freiburg 2-1, Wolfsburg drew 1-1 with Augsburg, and Stuttgart lost 3-1 to Fortuna Dusseldorf. In Italy, Marek Hamšík scored one goal and made the other as Napoli beat Catania 2-1 to go level at the top of Serie A with Juventus. Staying in Italy, and AS Roma have relieved Zdeněk Zeman of his position as coach of the first team, a club statement said on Saturday. To rugby union now, and England overpowered rivals Scotland to retain the Calcutta Cup and get their Six Nations campaign off to the perfect start after a 38-18 victory. With more, the BBC's Ian Robertson.
England enjoyed an excellent game. They scored four tries and rattled up 38 points, just as they did against New Zealand 2 months ago. They trailed 5-3 after just 10 minutes when Sean Maitland scored a try from short range for Scotland. But 10 minutes before half-time, Chris Ashton scored England's first try, Owen Farrell converted, and he also kicked four penalties. England took control in the second half with three more tries, scored by Jeff Parling, Danny Kerr and Billy Twelvetrees, who had a great game in his first international. Farrell added two conversions. Scotland never gave up, and Stuart Hogg scored a length of the pitch try near the end.
Meanwhile, Ireland held off a second-half comeback from Wales with a 22-30 win and condemned the champions to an 8th successive test defeat. And Italy will play France in the tournament's other opening fixture in Rome on Sunday. And before we go, our top story once again. Host South Africa are out of the Africa Cup of Nations after losing to Mali in a penalty shootout. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day. But for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC.